This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, August 30. Waiting is the hardest part. Our reading comes from 2 Peter chapter 3. Do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. Today, nearly 2,000 years after the Apostle Peter wrote about this, we're still waiting for Jesus' return, when the Lord will make all things new. Peter's readers, Christian exiles suffering hardship, are asking, "How long, Lord, until you come again to make the world right?" And Peter, echoing Jesus' teachings about his coming judgment, adds an insight about Jesus' return. For Jesus wants everyone to repent and believe in him. In the meantime, while we continue to wait for our Lord's return, we don't need to live with anxiety or helplessness. Peter encourages us from a posture of eternal security to live holy and godly lives as we look forward to Jesus making all things right. In the last words we hear from Peter in the Bible, he sums up what it means to wait for Jesus. "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen." Pray with me. Jesus, Lord and Savior, fill us with a deep longing to grow in your grace and in knowing you. To you be all glory, now and forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.